Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah appeals Northeast insurgents to surrender and join the mainstream. Former Nagaland legislator and veteran politician Kejong Chang passes away. Chief Minister Nipuryo, other leaders mourn loss. BJP MLA Rekha Gupta, sworn in, assumes charge as new Chief Minister of Delhi. And Centre launches nationwide campaign to screen individuals above 30 years of age for non-communicable diseases. Now the news in detail. Home Minister Amit Shah today said that around 10,500 youths of Northeast have surrendered their weapons since 2014 and joined the mainstream. The Home Minister said this while addressing the Unity Utsav, One Voice, One Nation, organized by Assam Rifles, in collaboration with the Northeast Association for Social Welfare in New Delhi.
मोदी सरकार ने दो कदम आगे बढ़कर सारे युवाओं को विश्वास दिलाया आपके लिए ढेर सारी अपॉर्चुनिटीज पड़ी हैं आइए मेनस्ट्रीम में आइए और आज भी मैं यहां से अपील करना चाहता हूं जो बचे खुचे हथियारी ग्रुप हैं उनको मैं अपील करना चाहता हूं हथियार डालिए और मेनस्ट्रीम में आइए आपका भारत की विकास यात्रा में स्वागत है.
He added that from economic and cultural development to sports, education, agriculture and entrepreneurship, work has been done to open the doors of unlimited opportunities for the youth of the Northeast in every field. Former Nagaland legislator and veteran politician Kejong Chang passed away in Delhi this morning. He was 91 and is survived by his wife and three sons. Mr. Chang, who served as treasurer of the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, Tuan Sang Sadar II, was a six-time elected member of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly with his last term in the 13th House. Chief Minister Nipuryo, Deputy Chief Minister Yantungo Paton, Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnon Konyak, and leaders across party lines have expressed grief over the demise of former Minister Kejong Chang. In a condolence message, Chief Minister Rio described the departed leader as a simple man, yet a visionary leader who had long-standing affinity with the people, especially the grassroots. Mr. Rio said in his demise, the Chang community in particular and the Nagas in general have lost a father figure and a guardian. Mr. Rio prayed that his good legacy will continue. Deputy CM Paton recalled Mr. Chang as a leader who dedicated his life to public service and said his contributions to the people will always be remembered. MP S. Pangnon Konyak said Mr. Chang's extensive political career was a testament to his deep connection with the people and unwavering commitment to public service. She said his legacy is one of resilience, wisdom and an enduring passion for the state and the welfare of his community. Lok Sabha MP S. Supongmuren Jamir also paid tribute to Mr. Chang at Woka. Meanwhile, NDPP and Naga People's Front also mourned the passing of the former minister. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today assumed charge at Delhi Secretariat. She was welcomed by Chief Secretary Dharmendra Kumar and other senior officials.
हम सचिवालय में आके मुख्यमंत्री कार्यालय में मैंने चार्ज भी संभाल लिया है और शाम को तुरंत आज की डेट में कैबिनेट की मीटिंग भी रख ली गई है जो मिशन विकसित दिल्ली का है उसको पूरा करने के लिए लगातार काम किया जाएगा एक भी दिन उसमें से व्यर्थ नहीं होगा और एक एक कमिटमेंट जो हमारी दिल्ली से है उसे पूरा करेंगे.
Earlier, BJP's first-time MLA Gupta was sworn in as the new Chief Minister of Delhi at the iconic Ram Lila Maidan in the national capital. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena administered the oath of office and secrecy to Ms. Gupta and six cabinet ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, several union ministers, besides chief ministers and deputy chief ministers of several states, including from Nagaland, attended the event. Congratulating Ms. Gupta, Prime Minister Modi said she has risen from the grassroots and expressed confidence that she will work for Delhi's development with full vigor. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipuryo, Deputy Chief Ministers Yantungo Paton and T.R. Ziliang also congratulated Ms. Gupta and wished her cabinet a successful tenure. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The center today launched an intensified special non-communicable diseases NCD screening campaign to ensure 100% coverage of all individuals aged 30 years and above. Union Health Ministry said the initiative aims to achieve screening of all individuals for prevalent NCD, including diabetes, hypertension, and three common cancers, oral, breast, and cervical. The 40-day campaign aims to ensure early detection and timely intervention for NCD and will be executed across Ayushman Arogya Mandirs and various healthcare facilities nationwide. As of February 16, a total of 30,379 claims worth 57.34 crore rupees have been approved under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana in Nagaland. Of this, 22,914 claims totaling 42.71 crore rupees have been paid to various hospitals, according to Nagaland Health Protection Society. Meanwhile, under Chief Minister Health Insurance Scheme, 17,501 claims amounting to 72.32 crore rupees have been approved, with 11,638 claims totaling 47.20 crore rupees disbursed to the hospitals. Commissioner and Secretary, Information and Technology and Communication, Muhammad Ali Shihab, said 397 villages in Nagaland are yet to have mobile towers. He also reaffirmed the government's efforts to provide 4G network. He was speaking at the inaugural program for training on the Online Inner Line Permit System and Right of Way, ROW portal, for telecom infrastructure at Kohima today. Home Commissioner Nagaland Vyasan R said ROW provides a single platform for telecom companies for all necessary approvals and added that without clear ROW policies, connectivity projects often face delays leading to poor internet services. Officials from the 17 districts are attending the two-day training. Angami Public Organization, APO, is all geared up to organize the Sekre Niikam Mini Hornbill 2025 on 25th and 26th of this month at MP Theatre, Kisama. Addressing media persons in Kohima today, members of the Planning Committee for Sekre Nii 2025 informed that this year's celebration focuses on exhibiting and showcasing the diverse culture of Angami tradition. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo will be the chief host of the festival and grace the main event on 26 February.
Our Honourable Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo will be the chief host and Engineer Prabhu Vitsu, Advisor Prism, Printing and Stationery will be the host. On day one, there will be Angami Idni Cultural and Indigenous Day, where Warakrai, Tatife, Folk Song, Kreda, traditional fire making, holy and wooden top spin will be showcased on 26 February. There will be exhibition of Nagarashi and there will be tug of war.
We will have stalls which will be set up from the four ranges. It will display and exhibit the traditional attires. We will have stalls with Angami cuisines and delicacies. Coffee bar will be set up with finished products of our coffee from the Angami areas. We will also have stalls with our own grown vegetables. There is a special event for the youth and then the young who enjoys music.
This year's event will witness exhibition of Angami ethnic, cultural and indigenous games on 25th February, while exhibition of Naga wrestling for under 12 and 15 and tug of war among the four Angami ranges will be held on 26 February. Besides, display of antique attires, stalls of Angami cuisine and delicacies, and others. Meanwhile, the planning committee invited all the Angami community and other Naga tribes to be a part of the festivities.
We look forward to the participation of not only the Angamis, but be it Nagas or be it any tourists who are in and around Kohima or for that matter Nagaland, to come and do visit Kisama on the 25th and 26th of February.
To end the evening news, here are the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah appeals Northeast insurgents to surrender and join the mainstream. former Nagaland legislator and veteran politician Kejong Chang passes away, Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo, other leaders mourn loss. BJP MLA Rekha Gupta sworn in, assumes charge as new Chief Minister of Delhi. And Centre launches nationwide campaign to screen individuals above 30 years of age for non-communicable diseases. This is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. with the English news. Good night.